And from our New York studios up in Harlem, let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. You know, we often hear about the mass incarceration of black men, but rarely is there focus on the criminalization of black women and girls. Well, my guest this morning is sounding the alarm, Tom, saying we need to pay more attention to the fact that an increasing number of black girls are coming into contact with the criminal and juvenile justice system. My guest says our school system is a major part of the problem. I'm going inside her story with Monique Morris, author of Push Out, The Criminalization of Black Girls in Schools. Good morning, Monique.
Good morning.
Let me ask you this first. How big of a problem is this, and why aren't we hearing more about it in the news?
You know, I think this problem is a huge problem, given that black girls are the only group of girls who are overrepresented in all discipline categories. And, you know, we don't hear about it often because we don't quite understand the path and trajectory that black girls experience when they're trying to learn and are getting criminalized in classrooms and schools and pushed out of schools in ways that can render their experiences invisible to our understanding and to our common frameworks around how we approach justice and racial equity in schools.
Well, something that struck me about this book was you basically explain the attitude and the mentality of a lot of young black girls that many of us miss. For example, I was on the subway the other day, and these two teenage girls, they looked like they were, you know, riding home from high school, were just talking to each other just really, really loudly. Mm-hmm. And I just, it was a very quiet car, and I just said to myself, you know, don't they get how loud they're being? But once I read your book, something in my mind clicked. And you talk about, you know, how black girls are often criticized for being loud, having an attitude, and being too fabulous. And you say they're really struggling to survive. Explain that.
What I try to explain and push out is that, you know, in many different ways, the identity of black girls is being misread and misunderstood. And we often, you know, sort of deposit our understanding of black femininity or the ways in which black girls express, black women express, according to stereotypes of them being loud and sassy, hypersexualized. Some use the term ratchet. And, you know, what I'm trying to do is get us to understand that expressions that include volume do not automatically make for an attitude, right? And that when many of our girls are expressing their critical thought, particularly in schools, when they're asking questions, when they're standing up for something that they feel is not right, that is often perceived as being defiant, and they're punished for it. And it's not just that it's occurring, it's that they're standing up for things that many of their white counterparts also stand up for and are not criminalized for. So when they are engaged in this practice, there's also a differential way that adults respond to black girls that they don't necessarily respond to other girls with, that facilitates them being in contact with the juvenile and criminal legal system or pushed out of school and vulnerable to contact with underground economies or street economies that lead them into contact with the criminal and juvenile legal system. And that's what I'm concerned about here.
Can you tell the story of Diamond and why we don't look at what's causing the problems, and when girls are acting out or something is causing them to act in a way that we're not familiar with?
Yeah. In the book, I tell the story of Diamond, who is a young girl who was commercially sexually trafficked. And, you know, we are now very intentionally rejecting the term child prostitution because there's no such thing as a child prostitute. Diamond was a 15-year-old girl who was commercially sexually exploited, and her classmates saw her out on the stroll one day and started teasing her in school. Administrators in schools missed that she was being bullied in this way and that she was vulnerable to the victimization, the sexual victimization and commercial exploitation that she was experiencing, and instead saw her as a problem child who was fighting, right? Mm-hmm. And her response ultimately to the bullying that she was experiencing was to write some graffiti on the wall that got her expelled from school. Now, because she had already been in contact with the juvenile legal system, not going to school and not having a home base made it such that she was in violation of the conditions of her probation. And so it made her more vulnerable to contact with the criminal legal system and more vulnerable to being exploited by the person in her life who was putting her out on the street. And I include that story here because there are many ways that educators and adults in general miss the victimization mm-hmm. of black girls and see them as fast or see them as angry or see them as defiant without really taking the time to understand how they are experiencing trauma and how we should be more responsive to their condition.
How many diamonds do you think there are out there?
Oh, far too many. You know, I have started this work, you know, more than 2 decades ago mm-hmm. and met so many young girls who were experiencing commercial sexual victimization, who may not identify as girls who were regularly on the stroll, but who whose sexual victimization histories were not being considered in their response to adults in their lives, to their coping mechanisms. And unfortunately, when I go to city, I find more.
Wow. And in this book, Tom, Monique also talks about the zero tolerance policy in school systems. That's really, really a big problem. There's so much in this book that I wish we could get to. We got to have you back, Monique, because, you know, there's stories like Diamond. She talks to so many young girls in her research, includes these stories. You guys have to get this book. Where can we find more information about this book, Monique?
This book is available on all online booksellers and its local bookstores. My website is MoniqueWMorris.com, so there's information there as well.
Good job.
Okay.
I told Jackie I had to put the book down because it's overwhelming.
It is.
And so I pick it up again, you know, Monique, but it's great stuff, and men and women should be reading this book.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Thank you, Monique. The book Push Out. Thank
you.
How
do you watch so much TV and read all these books, Sip?
I have no life outside of that, Tom.